We're recording. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Welcome to the catch-up, where we... am I good? Oh, I don't need these. Where we just catch up with y'all, and talk about what we've been doing, because we used to do it on the podcast a little bit more. We used to really go into detail about what we're drinking and all that kind of good stuff, but... We didn't want to leave the guest lingering. It's not like we pay our guests to come and speak with us. So their time is valuable, and we already get them to stay for over 2 hours with us. So that's a big commitment. So we don't want to take the piss. So now you're just getting a video of just us, which is very casual. We talk about what we've been up to, how we've been feeling, that kind of things. Funny stories about what we've been up to. So...
What have we been up to?
Well, first of all, we've literally just finished a 2-in-a-bit-hour conversation with...
Have you forgot?
It's been a long fucking day. No, Rafael Borgia. Am I saying his name right? I think I am.
He said we can call him whatever we want. Rafael Borgia. Boyar.
Yes. Sorry.
It's the closest we can get to it, but he was happy to be called anything.
Yes. And that was a great chat. I got really excited. I think on many levels, we communicate very well and think and process weddings in a very similar way, which is cool. I mean, his work is stunning, but that's by the by. Funnily enough, we did actually get interrupted a few times, one with technical difficulties and one because some guy knocked on the door, and here are the packages, right?
These are not very exciting packages. You wanted to do an unboxing of these. This is going to be the most disappointing thing.
So when you 256 pro-grade digital memory cards, I mean, who doesn't love... A 2 terabyte hard drive. Hopefully it's going to run faster than the one
that
we...
That's the same?
Is it? The same? Huge.
No, that would be... what's that?
Flycatchers!
Very exciting, see?
Flycatchers. That's funny. When you are not in the office all the time and you have many people who fill the bins and you're not able to clean them out all the time, you get these little barflies. You might have actually seen them kicking around on camera, which is very annoying. But there you go. That's great. I can now kill all the insects. Two 18-packs. Don't have that many flies.
You've been getting very annoyed with the flies, so I wanted to make sure you were happy.
I have been getting... Well, it's just...
Don't say I don't get you gifts.
You don't get me gifts.
Hey, I just got you gifts.
Actually, you. That reminds me. I should have prepared.
Who's left me on my own? Oh my God. What am I going to do? What are we drinking? We're drinking Day's beer. It's alcohol free, and we enjoy drinking it all day, every day.
I went to Cornwall recently for a family holiday, and I brought you back a gift.
Aww.
Here you go. Some Cornish beers, I think.
Wait, for me or for the office, like, to share?
One will be for you, one will be for me.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you brought me a gift. Come on. What we got? Padstow Brewing Co. Padstow Local. Oh, a best bitter. And an English golden ale. Okay.
Are they good? You get a nice wee pint
glass. Not styles of beer that I'm... always drawn to, like a bitter.
No.
It's a bit old fashioned for me.
Well, very much so,
but
yeah.
I'm excited to try them. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what have we been doing recently, Greg? We had Chris and Natalie's wedding.
Yes, we were at Glen Eagles a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
I'd say a couple. It's probably 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
And could we wedding? Cool, we went. I really enjoy shooting at Glen Eagles. It's a bit more, it's a very wedding venue. But I think the production that they put into the lighting and the stage rigging, and usually when we shoot there, they have really good performers and stuff. It makes it quite fun to shoot. So
yeah, this time they had a performing band. I don't know what you call them, because they perform sort of usually during dinner, I think, is when they perform, called the London Essentials.
Yeah, like a roaming band.
And we'd never seen them before. We've seen Roman bands before and sort of bands that walk around and play music, but these guys were pretty fun. And you're actually going to see them again soon.
Am I?
Doing the wedding at Canetto's.
Oh, right. Well, you're leaving me to shoot.
I'll be in France on holiday. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw them on the supplier list for that wedding when it comes, and I was like, ah, oh, cool. That's interesting.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
A big win then, I suppose, will it? Canetto's. I've never shot at Canetto's. I don't know what it's like. Who's the photographer?
That one is Emma Lawson.
Emma Lawson. Oh, no. Just kidding, Emma. Well, that'll be exciting. I look forward to...
That was actually as close to a doubleheader as we really get for weddings, because we shot that Glen Eagles one on the Thursday, and then on the Saturday, we're over in Edinburgh for Charlotte and Rory's wedding. Rory's,
yeah.
Charlotte Kinsella, for other wedding photographers, if you know her.
Hell yeah. Another great wedding, but on a totally different vibe. I mean, Rory, you almost forgot the rings when we were getting in the taxi. In the taxi, but apart from that, it went smooth.
That was pretty fun. I was in the taxi with Charlotte's sisters in front of those guys, and we're pulling away, and I was like, oh, they've stopped. Oh, they're going back. Oh, Rory's running out of the car. It's like, what's happened? And then you turn up and he's like, oh, he left the rings in there.
left the rings. But man, I had such a great time at that wedding. First of all, We told the story on a podcast, but we got to Waverley Station in Edinburgh, and we just decided, yeah, let's buy the couple some donuts, and had a great time. So that story's on one of the podcasts. I won't rehash it here, but fun little moment. And we got there, and Amy Lou was the photographer. Is that right?
Emmy Lou.
Sorry. Like Emma, sorry.
But different.
Amy. Yeah. I'm sorry. She was great fun as well. And Charlotte and Rolly, you've got a really cool house full of awesome artwork and stuff. In fact, Charlotte, thank you for sending me over some of the links to some artists' work. I really do appreciate that. So, yeah.
Oh, actually, going back to Natalie and Chris. Mm-hmm. They sent us some whiskey. They sent us some gifts.
Nice. All right. The classic laddie.
And there's two bottles. So we'll get one each.
Even better. That means this doesn't become an office whiskey. It becomes I can put this on my shelf.
Yeah, that's going home with me.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Great wee whiskey. By the way, great brand. Look at that. For an actual Scotch whiskey. Scottish whiskey, I should say. Bold design, bold aesthetic. Yeah. I like how
when I first saw their branding, I was like, no, that's not whiskey. I'm not sure about it. Don't know what I think about this. Because I was like, whiskey's got to be in that glass bottle, it's a bit more old fashioned, traditional. But it's grown on me. I like it. I like that they stand out from the rest.
Yes. Unchill filtered and color free. Oh, yes. If you're not into your whiskies really, or even if you kind of are getting into them, something to watch out for with whiskies is you want to make sure they're unchill filtered and that they're color free, because obviously the unchill filter refers to the way they're they process the whiskey, but the color free, there's only three ingredients that you need for whiskey. Water, barley, and shit, what was the other one? Why have I forgotten? What is it?
This is not Ralphie's whiskey channel.
Look, I love Ralphie, all right? Leave me alone. But specifically, they can actually get away with adding a wee sneaky colour, and they don't need to mark it down. But in like the bigger brands where the colours are more consistent and... Yeah, it just kind of ruins the taste a little bit, but...
It came with well, the emailed ones that arrived and explained. They just wanted to say a huge thank you for everything. You went above and beyond for us in every way possible. We felt very lucky to have you with us on our special day, and the whole process with you both has been an absolute pleasure from start to finish. You guys are truly wonderful at your jobs and truly wonderful people too. We sent a little something.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
So, yeah. That makes you feel good.
That makes me feel very good.
And they've not even seen the final film yet.
I know. I'm like, save your compliments for after we deliver. It might be terrible. You never know.
But yeah, so after those two weddings, we had a week. That's when you went to Cornwall.
I went to Cornwall.
That's when you went to Cornwall.
That's right.
A couple of weeks off from shooting. It was nice during the summer to get a couple of weekends just to do something.
Yeah, some family holiday with the kids. It was good. I had a great time in Cornwall, by the way. A very lovely place.
Yeah.
Bit of a fucking drive. Holy shit, we had to split it over 2 days. And the kids were actually really good. I will say good things about the kids. Because, 8.5 hours, 9 hours in a car is not easy. But obviously, split between 2 days and granny came. So she was able to take one kid. So, yeah. Good experience. Nice warm weather. We did some water sports. We went to visit some beaches, some castles, some magic and witch museums. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that my wife is a witch, but she's very much interested in all that kind of witchy stuff, which is funny since we were talking to Raphael
about... came up in conversation, yeah.
Exactly. So, good
to listen to. And, then the next thing after that was we recorded the podcast with The Quail and the Dove, Friday night podcast.
The Quail and the Dove, which I thought was fucking hilarious when midway... You remembered their first names, but then you forgot the name of their company. Watch it back. There's a little bit of a pause and you had to look back at your screen to go, oh, Quail and the Dove. So I thought that was really funny. That's why I'm giggling.
If I'm looking at the screen, it's just... because I'm looking at a screen.
That's what I was having a little giggle to myself, and that was my thought process. So if you haven't seen that podcast, just listen to the beginning.
If it looks like I forgot your name, apologies.
No, you got their names right, just not their company name.
That was a really good conversation as well. You've got a good approach to stuff as well.
I wish I knew which one was the quail and the dove. Yeah, the one question I forgot to ask.
Important question.
Yeah, really, really important.
That was a late Friday night podcast.
Yeah.
Which we then went straight into Lorraine and Chrissy's wedding on Saturday.
Yeah.
Another fellow wedding photographer. So we had Charlotte and Rory, then a wee break, and then Lorraine and Chris.
Yes, and for this wedding, we got to shoot in the Mining Museum, which... So I used to live in the Borders, Selkirk in particular, but I used to go to boarding school in Edinburgh. And every weekend I used to drive through Newton Grange, and I'd pass this Mining Museum. And obviously, being from the Borders, you drive past it anyway. It's up the A7 on the way to Edinburgh. So I've been driving past this building my whole life.
Yeah.
And I remembered when it became... when it actually opened all those years ago for, like, to be a museum rather than just a derelict building. And I've always wanted to go in. So it was really, really cool to go in and discover the building. Cool place, great ceremony location. And even more fun... which I don't really want to boast about too much because we were the last photography and video team to be able to get access to it, but they opened up the underneath area of the Mining Museum, so it's not been touched. There's like old train carts and, you know, like heavy industrial. It's dark, it's dusty, it's gross, metal and stuff.
Gross, but in a cool way.
But in a cool way, like in a way that you get really excited to shoot in it. So we came up with some really cool stuff in there, and the guys were great. But yeah
apparently they're shutting that off due to health and safety. Well, it's already shut off, but you can get access to it with special key.
Yeah.
But they're stopping that access for a while until they sort of make it health and safety, like, certificated and stuff. And I assume that's going to take some of the rustic rawness of it away.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it will still end up being cool. Mm. So, interested to see what happens.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to getting to edit that wedding. Again, when we were on the podcast just there, I was talking about how I was bonding a little bit with Chris. I actually kept it quite concealed, but Lorraine, if Chris ever listens to this, or if you ever listen to this, everything that his brother was saying about what he used to watch and all the music that you guys were playing throughout the day, I mean, you could switch out my childhood story, other than having a brother, with Chris. You know, all those like toys that we used to play with and shows that we used to watch, Ghostbusters, Turtles, Power Rangers, like all those kind of things, and then being like into movies and having movie chats with Chris and talking about the soundtrack, and I would have totally like geeked out big time. But I kept it in. But you know, if ever you're around Chris, just say, by the way, Simon really liked you. And if you're ever in the pub, we can geek out together at some point. And yeah, what else have we been up to, Greg? So rebranding.
Yeah, like, so that's thing. What we've been up to. Jeez. On a shooting and podcasting point of view. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, behind the scenes for months now.
Way too long.
The new look for the podcast. So we built this studio, which we could show you at some point if you want. If you're interested in seeing where we shoot and how we shoot.
Yeah,
we could do that. But we built this over months and months. Mm. And then we also worked with Oakfold, company to create the new look and color scheme and logo and stuff for the podcast.
Yeah.
And as part of that, we're building a new website to be the official home of the podcast. Mm. So
not only that, you decided, you know what, Cinemate also need to rebuild their website. So you just went ahead and fucking built two websites. Oh, look, the screen. This is the one big thing that you'll fucking... The TV just pops off every now and then. It does my tits in. But, yeah.
Yeah, so less... Like, we want to get the podcast one done and out and released, which, by this point, it will be. You'll be able to go to the website and check it out, perspective.bycinemate.com. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up to the mailing list. So we wanted to get all that out there so we get releasing these podcast episodes and try and be a bit more consistent with every couple of weeks there'll be a new episode. Between that, every other week there'll be another video of this format or educational. So subscribe to YouTube if you want to. But yeah, at the same time, decided to rebuild the Cinemate website just because it's not been updated for about... Is it 4 years or 6 years? I've lost count.
I think it's 6 years.
I think it's 6 years.
Bearing in mind, it's been 3 years since COVID.
6 years we came up with that branding for that website and everything. We've not changed anything other than update the videos. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we don't use the website to actually post blogs or just utilize it to its most efficiency.
Yeah,
because
it's so difficult.
I feel like it's clunky to use on the back end. I'm not. WordPress is great, but some of it's just a bit like awkward to use.
Yeah,
maybe it's just the way my brain works, and I prefer the look and user interface of Squarespace. Mm-hmm. So I decided to move us over to Squarespace, and at some point soon there'll be a new website there, but it will have the same branding and feel.
Yeah,
as the current sort of Cinemate stuff.
I mean, basically, you have, like, when Greg showed me it, it was like, hey, what do you think of this new website I'm looking at? I'm like, it's the same. he's just basically tried his best to make it look identical.
But by adding in elements that we just didn't bother doing beforehand.
Yeah.
Like
testimonials.
Testimonials from couples. We had a page on our website hidden away called Testimonials. That people would never find. So it's like, what's the point in even having them?
Yeah.
So we've now incorporated them into the homepage, and you scroll down, you can see them. And it just gives any couple that's looking at it that social proof that these people are real people, that's what they're saying about this company. So if they connect with our films and they like what we're doing and they want to book us, that's just adding to that social proof and making them want to get in touch.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely go even further. I remember the idea of you know, the next step would be to get your couples to actually record a little voice note and have that be playing in the background. I've always liked that idea. I think that idea is probably more appealing to me than having them video themselves, because that is a next step. I think that's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But the audio thing, I think, is great. So I think at some point, Greg, we should contact our past guests, past couples, I mean, who have left reviews, to just either read them out on a voice note or get them to say some.
Yeah.
And we can give them something as a nice treat. Like, well, if they didn't buy a speeches film, they can have their speeches for free. That's a good... Yeah. But... anything else? I mean, there's been so much recently. Funnily enough, Rafael, who was mentioning that he had a back issue. I also had a back issue, back problem. And if anyone out there who is also having back issues, one of the methods, because I went to many physios, one of the things that helped me was strength training. So going to a personal trainer or finding a class and lifting weights seriously improves everything. In fact, I feel way stronger than I ever have done. And so, yeah, every now and then I'll get like a pinched nerve or something and I'll fly into a spasmy dance. But apart from that, great help. So if you're struggling with back issues like I was, and like many others are in the industry, try and do some strength training.
Yeah, I think Sam Docker touched on that. I think he touched on it in the podcast, but in his talk at Frogfoot Farm about taking time for his own physical health, which helps him stay at his best for his couples for a year. So, yeah, there's definitely something to be said for just exercising, taking care of yourself, even by doing nothing.
Well... So
I walk to work.
So that's why I mentioned strength training, picking up heavy weights in the right way to build muscle mass. And the muscle is the thing that supports your bodies. If you're doing cardio or whatever, you'll get benefits from that as well, but they won't be specific to a back issue, which will probably be like a weakness somewhere in the hips or back or but everyone's different. So also, I realise that not everyone likes to lift weights. But it's more fun than you might imagine, actually, at the gym. But, yeah. What are you going to say? Sorry.
My mind's just racing. These are off-the-cuff thingies.
Yeah, and they always will be.
I'm going to just jump back to Lorraine and Chrissy's wedding.
Going back in time.
There is a story there. Like, in the morning, the groom is getting ready, and second shooter message say, look, hit traffic here, running a bit late. He's like, no problem, these things happen. If it gets longer, just go straight to the venue, it's cool. So, wee bit later, yep, probably not going to make it. He said, that's all right, these things happen, go straight to the venue, that's cool. We'll get some stuff there. So that was fine. But the taxi turns up to take him and his brother to the venue.
The groom and his brother.
Yep. And there's this taxi drives into the house next to us. It's just a black Midlothian cab. I was like, oh, no, that's not for us, is it? He goes, no, it's the white taxi that we're getting. So that other taxi comes out and drives into our driveway and goes, is this number one? Are you the groom? And I was like, I'm not the groom. That's him there. As Chris goes, I'm the groom. I thought it was a white taxi we were getting. And it turned out that the reason the photographer was late, the traffic, was because of an accident on the bypass in Edinburgh, and one of the four vehicles involved in the accident was the groom's white taxi.
No.
Which everybody was okay. Apparently everyone in the accident was okay.
Was there an Amazon Prime truck involved as well?
There's an Amazon Prime truck,
okay,
horse trailer, and like two cars and a taxi, and that taxi was their wedding car. So it's just like, Christ, you couldn't write that stuff. Like, the reason the photographer had to go straight to the venue was because of that accident, which was because of their, well, not, I don't know whose fault the accident was, but he was involved in it.
It's all of ours because
pretty crazy.
We're so demanding with our Amazon Primes. We want those fast delivery times. Yeah, I'm blaming the Prime guy. He's taking the fall for sure.
Yeah.
but yeah, hopefully you will have seen that we have created our an Instagram account for the Perspective by Cinemate. So that's up and running now. We'll get some more content on that. I'll probably just let my wild side out on that website just to keep it from Cinemate because, well, it's a little bit more interesting when I let my wild side out.
That's something that we toyed with in the past. Like, we really should have an Instagram for the podcast so that they're kind of separate but connected.
Mm.
But both of us were like, oh, do we want to be running another Instagram account? We've got multiple accounts going. Do we want another one? And that's why I was like, no, let's just keep it on Cinemate. But as we're doing video now and other stuff, we want to try and keep them separate. Like, they're still connected because it's Perspective by Cinemate.
Yeah.
So they're connected, but it means that we can post as much podcast content as we want on this channel and not worry about confusing couples.
Yeah.
So bit the bullet and we got an Instagram account, so go follow us. Some people have found it already.
Some people have followed us already. We technically Cinemate have a TikTok as well. So I'll probably just continue throwing stuff onto that because TikTok's a weird beastie. And I don't think we haven't started seeing any clients come through us yet. Come to us through TikTok. But yeah, maybe that'll change in the past. But I'll be posting some more educational stuff on that.
Yeah.
And we now have a website, so come and join our mailing list. And if you know any other people who are shit at wedding photography or videography, tell them to give this channel a listen. And by listening, I'm not saying that you're shit at your job. I'm not saying that at all. But we can all improve by listening to one another.
I'm going to go back to importing this podcast episode.
Yeah, cool.
So, like, subscribe, hit that bell. We'll get better. That'll become more natural.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
enjoy your life.